Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
What's happening, mon capitaine?
Well, where were we?
We finished a bit of the plot.
Yeah.
And we're moving on to another bit of the plot. Roger is increasingly weary.
Yes.
GMing.
I remember. Would you like me to recap?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, we... extracted this robot, so we examined that. It had shut down as soon as we left the alien vessel, but we were able to basically copy various data and things off it. George also managed to do some very low level communication, including pinpointing an origin consistent with a solar flare around 150 years ago. We came to a reasonable working conclusion of this is an evacuation arc for this species. Dr. Radish studied the amoeboid, recording various subsonics from the one that we located moving around the ducts. It seemed to be stuck in a circuit of about 4 or 5 tubes, which is still a lot, and it was obviously able to pop out. It had enough, possibly, I don't know if they were strictly fibres, but it was able to exert enough force through, I'm thinking of cytoplasmic thingy bobs. Nick will know the word for it, but I can't
pseudopods.
Remember.
Pseudopods.
No, you know, cytoskeleton, and it forms
it's
like
cytoskeleton,
strands. And,
yes.
Yeah, cytoskeleton. Yeah, I was imagining some kind of cytoskeleton thing. But anyway, it's strong enough to crush pods, so it, you know, it obviously does present an ongoing danger.
That's actually something that Dr. Radish has been able to determine in later experiments. He does actually have, essentially, can form a dedicated crushing structure, not entirely unlike what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously alien biology and so on. That does seem to be his main mode of feeding it. You know, it will squish something and get the nutrients out.
Yeah. So if you squish sufficiently, eventually nutrients will come out.
Logged from a stone, etc. Since it seems to live in asteroid belts.
We sent in a swarm of drones with incendiary grenades and managed to burn it up, possibly destroying an entire species, but we think probably not. Also, we've got a bit of it left in the ship.
Yeah, we've got some.
Some
of
us are somewhat concerned about. We're trying to make sure biosecurity is very thoroughly maintained. I'm sure this will not.
But all its cultural traditions of squishing alien pods have been completely lost and will need to be reinvented.
Of course, from scratch. Neo squishism or whatever it is.
As opposed to classical squishes.
Yeah. I'm sure this decision will not come back to haunt us on any future occasions. It never has in any of the science fiction films I've seen.
No.
The ships
really
arrive.
I know about the bit where Bayern gets damaged. Never mind.
The other ships turn up with loads and loads of selenium, which we deliver to our squiddy friends, along with a stack of pro-human propaganda and an explanation of how we, out of the sheer goodness of our hearts, a sort of pulsing device used for the circulation of blood and the mammalian system, we aided them Leaving this, we swanned off into the sunset? Probably a sunset somewhere.
We went round to the other side of the sun.
It's true. To be in the sun's shadow so that basically it couldn't see us, basically used this to walk the bugger off.
Yep. To make sure, just in case they were able to, we don't want them getting any clues as to what we do. Also, very importantly, various senior scientific staff have started saying bloop when they walk past Dr. Radish.
That's an affectionate thing that they do. I am writing, again, I'm writing my memoir. This is all going in my memoirs because this is going to make my fortune.
Is your working title still, I was right, you were wrong?
It's the sequel to Down and Out in Alpha Centauri.
To be fair, there was, what the bloody hell was, not Rugrats, there was another similar-ish thing when the kids were small. And it's the one where the little girl can talk to animals and a sister knows, but she's the only other one who can. You'll probably know it, Nick.
Dora the Explorer?
No, not Dora the Explorer. Something Go Wild, because it's Rugrats Go Wild is the mix of the two. In Rugrats Go Wild, there's one brilliant bit where the sister is basically, and I can't remember what she's doing, but she's ended up having to do major acrobatics just to be alive. And she's there going, when I write my memoirs, boom, 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 and I will. Boom, 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 boom. I shall not be kind.
Well, yes. Being kind is my watchword, unless you've pissed me off in some academic sense.
Who would do such a thing?
A surprising amount of people. Academia is a bitchy mistress.
Mm-hmm. It's like a snake pit, only the stakes are way lower.
Snakes are actually quite mutually affectionate, as I understand it.
Yeah, snakes are actually... Yeah, I mean,
remember that classic work of reference, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Those snakes are not biting each other.
These snakes know who their enemy is.
Mm. Well, they eat all the other snakes.
Yeah, these are noble anti-colonial snakes.
So, first of all, I have some good news for you. Oh. We'll be rolling the calendar forward a bit. Your current improvements will come to fruition. Your next improvements will also be chosen and then come to fruition. And the next thing to do is to choose your next improvements after that. So basically,
you've got the one
you have in progress now, and then one more on top of that.
I am now a cyberneticist.
I'm a power engineer.
Oh no, I already was a cyberneticist.
So Radish, I have astronomy for you.
Yes, that's right. That's what I've got.
Hang on, I've got the skill list here. I don't need you to remind me. Yes, it is science astronomy. Zero.
I'm offended. It's at one because I've already got it at zero.
I did not have that.
Well, I thought I had all sciences at zero.
Yes. Sorry, I take your point. Yeah, that's fair.
It's only because I put it at zero originally and then we changed them all up to one.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think the same reason.
So you get one more point to apply now and then one more point to add to the next bit of training. Felix.
I was training power engineer.
Yeah, that's what I have. You have a zero in that already, so you now have a one in it.
Hooray!
I am just opening up the rules.
Updated my JSON.
That's right, I'm doing it here. But thanks.
I just wanted to say that.
And Jethro, I have you training in mechanic.
Yeah, so that goes to one.
You had at zero, that is now at one, yeah.
Yeah. And then we have the next thing that can also go to one.
Let me have a look through.
Which is what?
It's got to be another science, isn't it, for me?
I feel like the sciences are well covered by Dr. Radish. And
can I go for gun combat plasma?
No, energy is already a gun combat. is already the gun combat specialization you'd use for that.
Okay, so I've got, right, so
you've got
I might
slug
need...
and energy, and the only other one is archaic.
Oh, okay, fair enough, yeah, so there's no point in that, so.
I'm feeling some linguistics coming on, you know.
Really?
Well, he seems to get all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
The linguist. Either that or robotics.
Cunning, cunning, very cunning. Right. If I... Reminds me, Roger, if I want to push something to two...
That will take two training slots. So okay, this one so, now plus the one you're about to specify for it.
Right, okay. Can I then do that? I'm kind of thinking recon might be...
Yep.
...a useful thing. To be at a higher level. So let's basically, I've done one. I'm halfway through. I'm halfway through my recon.
Yeah.
All right, I'm putting robotics to one, and then I get to choose one that I'm studying now. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, robotics, because basically, like any major power, I'm always fighting the last war, so I'm picking the skills that would have been helpful on the last mission. Which will be of no help whatsoever. But sooner or later, we'll cycle that round.
I was actually thinking about the same thing. It kind of makes sense if you think of it as what were you doing in the last mission?
Rather
which
than what
you might then have either got skills from or inspired you to learn more about them.
I like that reasoning.
Okay, so what are you going for then? Robotics now and...
So robotics now, and then I... Linguistics would be, I'm wondering about maybe genetics, but biology covers a fair chunk of that. But genetics would be, I guess, is more into genetic engineering and much more advanced stuff, gene tech.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I agree, biology will answer a lot of questions about genetics, but, for example, if you wanted to actually do some complicated genetic stuff,
yeah,
you would be at a penalty doing it with biology. At some point, I've said this before, I really will write up what the sciences do and how they overlap and so on.
Yeah,
that seems fair.
Is science the one with the most sub-skills?
There was a really good...
Yeah. Except languages, which are weird.
What system was it? It might be actually one of the old paranoias. Where there was
the
kind
tree
of like
system.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant. It's still one of the best ways of defining urban species. And they sort of half do it in the newer Rolemaster, where depending on where you pay the points, it's a lot cheaper for the specializations.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go further back, you spend an awful lot more points, but you then have a really good understanding. So like, for example, you know, you could put a lot of points into linguistics and actually probably be able to speak most, say, earth languages with at least a smattering, you know, with a couple of minutes worth of talking to somebody.
Oh, I know this, it's a broadly Northern Indo-European group language. I can work this out. Yeah.
Yes. And actually, if you talk to so a friend of mine, she did French, and then her first master's was linguistics, and then I met her doing the computing master's because she suddenly realised she needed something to actually pay the bills. You literally give her a language, and she could pick it up so amazingly fast. Mm-hmm. But she was picking up from a grammar point of view, there are even things like Welsh and stuff where, from mine and Shim's point of view, Welsh's grammar, especially the way it mutates, is just madness beyond all belief. There are a set of logical bits and pieces, and actually it's similar to, there's about two or three other languages, and they can be all over the world, that actually have a similar structure thing.
Yeah, if she's got a really broad comparative, I mean, not like me, but if she's got a really broad comparative linguistics grounding, then yeah, she'll be able to go. Ah, it's basic. Oh, it's basically one of these.
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. There's
so for
envy you that fall out of that. Wait, there we go.
Are you going for linguistics, Nick?
I have. So I've picked up robotics now, and I've picked genetics for my next one.
Okay.
I feel like linguistics. It's a bit too. Oh, the humanities for Dr. Radish. I mean, he is a journalist, but he's much more into hard science looking at his skill list, and linguistics is a bit of a...
Okay, and Shim,
a bit outside his wheelhouse.
You have Engineer Power 1.
Engineer Power 1. So, I mean, technically my job is some sort of pilot. I probably should try and improve some sort of pilot skill, but...
No, don't feel constrained by job specification.
I mean, in terms of what we have been doing lately,
running and shooting.
Haven't been doing any shooting.
I haven't shot any beef at
recon
ages.
Might make sense. Working towards vac suit 2 might make sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to avoid being my usual investigative character because I always tend to do that. I'm going to work towards vac suit 2.
Okay, so you've accumulated 1 point of improvement and you will be studying towards the second one.
Mm-hmm.
Vac suit's always a good one to do anyway. Cause...
Yeah. We spent all that time Roger, in vac suits, you know. So
there is a discrepancy, Roger, between my character sheet and yours.
Mm-hmm.
You've got me robotics 2, whereas I have got me robotics 1, xenology 1.
Okay.
And cybernetics 1.
This is why I say please check the character sheet.
Well, I did. I've got my own character sheet here. So I am.
Before the session.
I can't spell on the character sheet that I sent through to you. But that's because
I did do a certain amount of fixing. Okay, everybody shouldn't have sheets. Nick, I've just sent you a second one.
I thank you, thank you.
But I'd like to say it's stupid.
Sorry,
it's not stupidity. But I would be lying.
You'd like to say that.
And meanwhile, I can casually update the party checklist as well.
You have finally fixed it. I can't. Was it remove operation?
Yeah,
I can't remember what I typed in. I was tired.
I think I also gave John's character an endurance of 128 or something.
And he didn't mention it. That looks exactly like mine. Thank you, Roger.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Thanks.
He's a big lad, you know, big lad.
Yeah, here is the thing. Yeah, we've had combats in this. You know what you do. You for initiative you roll 2d6, add the higher of your dex or int modifier, and that's your position in the sequence. You would think, you know, quite often two characters will have the same number. Does it say what you do in that case? Why no, it does not.
How quaint.
Aww, you were all act simultaneous. Well, I guess we would just default to whoever's got the highest dex.
Dex, roll again.
We're probably not going to actually argue unless we're trying to do incompatible things.
So. At some point, I still plan to build a multi-user web page where it would just roll everybody's thingies, put them in order, and then everybody could look at the page.
Hmm.
I like Traveller, I like the system, but it's just like, in every respect, not quite as good as Curve. So I find it...
also a lot faster to generate characters.
Yeah.
And I think more fun, but not everybody agrees with
you
me.
You say a lot fun. Well, I mean, that's the thing, it does take a while to generate characters, but the process of doing it, I found, unless you're worried about having equal characters at the end of it, but we don't really care.
Yeah, well, there's no support for that, so...
balance is a bit of a mess, isn't it, because the point it's yeah. not
there, there, yes there is a point by system, it's in the companion. I looked at it and it didn't seem much fun, so I haven't used it.
I think one but of the it, but points it does of exist. Is doing
that. I mean, yeah, part of the fun of Traveller is the fact that, you get invalided out and you'll be bionics beyond all recognition sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a brave young farm boy. I want to join the Space Marines. I've just learned why Space Marines don't tend to retire.
Yeah.
I mean, retire is a very broad word, isn't it?
But they get retired.
Yeah, they exactly. Retire in the Blade Runners.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm afraid I am already opening bottle number two of Buttibach. I may have gone.
How is it?
Oh, it's beautiful. We may have gone to the. We stayed down in just outside of Hereford, in the caravan, and so you know, as I was down there, it would have been rude not to pop over to the brewery.
Well, yes,
of course.
So I bought that. I actually bought one can of something that you might actually quite like, Nick, on the grounds.
I knew I was going to end up drinking.
It was a small bright. I'll wave it at you guys next week.
Honestly, I just like IPAs and that sort of thing. Rather than, I do like ales. I cannot stand lager anymore. I don't know what it is. I've drunk a lot of lager in my time. I just don't like it. Even pills, the posh pills, that I
can drink an oak. You know, Stella is kind of my, my sort of crap beer equivalent.
I discovered in myself a quite surprising taste for almost any German Reinheitsgebot beer. They don't have the nasty tastes of most of the lager you get over here, and they are just, you know, they may not have much to say.
I can see the appeal, yeah. Belgian and German-style beers are not
the
for me,
absolute reverse of the American beers.
Unfortunately, that I have got a taste. American beers are a lot better now than they are crap.
As long as you distinguish between IPA and an APA, we don't have to fight. Today's beer, which you lot were too late for because I drank it with supper, was the last of the match and mild for the barbecue. Boy, the look on people's face when you say, here is a box of mild, it's fresh out of the tank at the brewery yesterday.
I'm sorry we couldn't make it, but we are distance away.
And you're close.
Well, Roger's close, yeah.
Actually, no. You're probably, you and I are probably the close sort of.
I'm closer to Roger, but as with anywhere from Plymouth, it's still 3 hours or more. I have no car currently, though I did have one at the time. I normally don't drink anything at all when I have the kids because I worry, but my parents are here and I couldn't drive even if I did, so I am having a beer tonight.
Yeah. I think you're allowed. So your parents earned it. So instead of you going to them, that your parents came down to you.
Yes, that's how it worked. Yeah, it was very kind of them.
That's lovely. Actually,
we could have got the train or the bus up, but I couldn't find my driving license initially. I was going to worry the whole week. I found it now, but it was going to be a stressful week for me.
Yeah. I think some well-earned downtime.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been
which may possibly become a bit stressful itself, but we'll see how things go.
Yes, it definitely will. But it's all right as it is.
Yeah, well, spending downtime.
I've even offered to do a bit of work on Thursday and Friday, just to claw some holiday hours back.
Sometimes needs must.
Yes. Anyway,
and talking of which, You have it. What do we call it? An incident. Yeah. So
I've already had one of those this week.
Obviously, Entdecker's re-entry and landing systems have been thoroughly tested before. Re-entry and landing.
Oh jeez! Why are we worrying about its re-entry and landing system? Because I will shut up and let you tell it.
Because the point of this ship design, which, as we've mentioned before, is a very unconventional one for this setting, is that unlike basically any other starship, it can actually enter an atmosphere, land, and take off again.
Yeah.
Yes, but can it enter an atmosphere, land, in the way that the Enterprise could enter the atmosphere and land?
No, it enters like a good old-fashioned rocket ship standing on its tail.
And then you climb down a ladder downside, take off your helmet and go... Yes, I think this is safe to breathe.
It actually can...
While the blob crawls on the ship.
Land vertically as well, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Which is just the sort of ship you want for this kind of weird exploratory mission.
Oh, the Endecker is our little away ship sort of
yes.
thing.
Yes. It's one of the three smaller ships of the flotilla.
What's the main... Oh, Bayonne.
Yeah. Bayonne is the big one, yeah. It's about 10 times your size. Yes, I was writing up the previous adventure for the blog, and just noticing, yeah, any of the ships in the flotilla, including Bayern, could fit down the ramjet, probably sideways.
Mm. Yeah, I'm carefully avoiding reading those. Should I be?
I'm only putting them up once you lot have finished them.
Yeah, okay. I've been reading them because I'm interested in the backstory.
Oh, and I was never sure because there might have been some, you know, GMing.
I'm trying to tag what is specifically a spoiler. But yeah, basically they're only going up once you lot have finished. Cool. So anyway,
then I shall go back.
So you have a candidate planet which looks interesting enough to take down the entire lab space rather than just sending shuttles and things.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So it's a good time to try landing, and things are going quite well. You know, the Endecker is set some way away from the rest of the flotilla right now. There's a
muffled explosion.
Plausible-looking planet. There's a
muffled explosion.
Atmospheric grazing course. Then just getting ready to change the course to trigger the re-entry. And will the lights go out?
Hmm.
Shortly after the lights go out, like about 3 or 4 seconds, there is a really solid thump. In style, yeah, like turbulence in an airliner, but way more.
Now, are we strapped into like landing position?
I would frankly hope you're strapped in.
I'm just checking. Okay.
Neck bracing, let me know the mask.
No, as I've said before, Doctor, you don't need to. We are being far over cautious.
I have a clear knowledge of physics, and I'm strapping myself in.
So could I have, please, endurance rolls to see how you come off with that?
I don't want to come off. I want to stay on.
Well, I've rolled 8 to 9.
John, you'll be delighted to know I am not letting the side down.
I've rolled 8.
Mm. Mm, I rolled 8.
So, what was the title, Shu?
I have got a positive modifier on that, so that's 4.
Okay. So,
Still not trained in medicine, sorry.
Still not that sort of doctor.
So, for Randish and Jethro, as I say, there is this thump, The emergency lights come on. There is a fair bit of smoke in the compartment, and things seem to be moving in old ways. Getting the feeling the ship might be tumbling. Felix, you are quite sure the ship is tumbling, and you are throwing up to match.
Oh, so we haven't landed yet.
Well, you were just touching the upper atmosphere 10 seconds ago, so I really hope you haven't landed.
Okay. Having been on quite a few drop ships,
there's nobody going woohoo, and they pay me for this.
I know.
one express elevator to hell.
Going down.
Descending. Oh, sorry, yes. Got it wrong again. Yeah. Is Felix up in the cockpit, or?
Well, where do you think you would be?
I think Felix probably. Sorry, Felix, to volunteer to be up there, but you do know how to fly things, don't you?
It does very much make sense that I would be there, yes.
I'd be in the back compartment, presumably.
Well, let me just pull up the good old deck plan. One moment.
Okay.
And where are those on the right-hand end of the upper deck.
Where are the acceleration seat things?
Oh, they're all over the place, really.
Now, are they supposed to be all over the place?
A worrying thought.
Have we got any landers or anything like that?
How do you mean?
So obviously we are landing ourselves, but have we got any small craft
Not as a regular thing. What you can have is small vehicles in the cargo bay. But basically, if Entdecker lands horizontally, then you can put them down through the ramp. That's number two on the upper chart.
I was going to say, presumably everything's stacked down, designed so it can be, you know, there's handhelds and everything for when it lands.
Yeah, well, also, because of the landing capability, this is the only ship in the flotilla without a spin habitat. And so, okay. So it's got to be able to cope with flying along horizontally so that the floor is as you see it, but also most of the time, if it's using the reaction drives, then the floor is towards the left side of the chart.
Yes, I see.
So it's that complicated extra design.
But it has been designed for such an event.
Yeah.
In which case, then, I'm probably on the somewhere around 3-4, that sort of.
Yeah, I would be around the cargo bay, I would have thought.
Okay.
Possibly in a safety locker. somewhere around there, I would have.
Yeah, I mean, it's not shown on this map, but I think it's reasonable to assume there would be various straps and grabs and things. It's not as good an acceleration couch, but...
I tell you what, I'd be in the lab, strapped in,
mm-hmm.
because I want to make sure my blob doesn't get loose.
Mm.
It won't.
Yeah, I will point out the lab is... Okay, there are two of them, but they're quite small.
Well, that's all right. Just me. I'm used to being on my own.
And I don't... okay. When I looked at the crew manifest, they didn't actually have room for more than one scientist. So maybe you're it.
This is music to my ears.
Anyway.
There's only room for one scientist on this ship.
Yes, because all the decent scientists are elsewhere.
Okay, so down in the hold...
you're a rotten ship.
There is dark red lighting... there is something going hiss in a high-pitched way, which just doesn't sound entirely healthy because it wasn't doing it 20 seconds ago.
Okay, I'm assuming that I'm in my armour, because the whole point is of me being there is in the event that we land and there are hostiles there, it gives me a fighting chance to be able to do something about them.
Do we land in vac suits? We probably do.
You would normally. The standard ship suit can be sealed, and you would have a helmet with you.
Yeah, so we're kind of ready to put one on at a second's notice, or put the helmet on and seal it.
Okay, what Jethro is also starting to notice is drifting clouds of vomit, but
and making unpleasant noises in the background.
Yeah. Well, no, but you're a whole deck higher than me, and at the front.
Sorry, I thought you said you were both in the general cargo hold area.
No, I'm in the hold.
Felix in the bridge, presumably.
Okay.
Yeah,
is that right, Felix?
Felix will be vomiting in the height of luxury. I would have thought.
In the recreation area, and he's recreating his lunch perfectly.
Right, you are definitely not the only person vomiting on the bridge. You do appear to be the only person conscious on the bridge right now.
Oh,
that's bad. If I have some sort of pager type thing that I can simply smack a button on, I will do so.
Unable just to connect kind of... to ship's communication system. Please try again.
Rajesh to bridge. The situation report.
Yeah, you are not getting through.
Let
me just make an endurance check for your containment crate, Dr. Radish.
It's a lab.
It's it's a lab with a dangerous alien in it, but it's fine.
Not dangerous.
It's cracky a bit, but it's designed to do that.
Yes. I'm going to put the helmet of my vac suit on, if that's all right, and pressurize up. That's my next move. Because if the blob escapes, at least I'm protected.
Yep, no problem.
I'm going to try and work out where the hissing is coming from.
Okay.
At least in my immediate vicinity. If there are other crew in the area, I will tell them to stay sat down. on the grounds that if suddenly we start doing firing around and stuff, I've got a fighting chance of merely being very, very, very badly hurt as opposed to squished into small bits on the grounds. I'm wearing armour as opposed to a breakable back suit.
Mm. Well, inertia still applies in...
Yeah, but I've also got, you know, mine is a marine jumpsuit, so it's got things like extended magnets and things like that from...
So your bones might not be entirely liquefied like the rest of them.
Well, no, I probably will still die. But
yes, but you'll have a slightly better preserve.
Yeah,
they'll be able to work out who you were because your dog tags will still be in one piece.
Yes, exactly. You know,
some of your teeth might still be intact.
Okay, so the answer is there are one or two other people in here. They appear to be unconscious.
Okay, I will go to them, make sure that they're wearing pressure suits and.
Okay, I mean, it's mostly a matter of, as with Dr. Radish, securing their helmets.
Yeah. I mean, this is not my first rough landing, shall we say. I'm basically making sure that everyone, that all the personnel that I'm aware of are okay. And then I will have a look and see if there's anything going on with the ship that I can do something about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go for personnel first, though.
Sure.
Let's see. And I'm quite good with the vaccine. Stupid question.
No.
But I am a stupid person.
So stupid question.
So I've kind of assumed that zero-G manoeuvring and things like that would be vac suit. Is it, or is it athletics?
More probably athletics.
Yeah, because I've got a very good vac suit skill, but I'm not sure exactly what vac suit actually gives you per se.
Basically, as I see it, it is the care and maintenance and operation of a vac suit. So,
you
want to do a complicated thing in a vac suit? The vac suit skill will help you do this.
Yes.
It will perhaps offset some of the penalties you might have for wearing a heavy suit.
Yeah.
You will be able to patch things up when you take a bullet hit to it, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I think zero G maneuver is really below the resolution of the game, unless you're trying to do something particularly fast or fiddly or whatever, in which case it would be some sort of athletics.
Cool. Okay, that's fine. I mean, I've got athletic zero anyway, but
that might be
something I put a point in for the next one. Is
sure.
Yeah.
Well, what you will note is you are that the ship is definitely tumbling on multiple axes.
Okay. I send a prayer for whatever's happening in the bridge, and then I go and try and sort the people down here and ignore what I can't fix.
Sure. Felix, what are you up to?
I would like to try and stop throwing up.
Yep. I wouldn't say you get used to it exactly, but there comes a point where there's not much left to go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
you gradually realise that no, it is not just you. The ship really is tumbling.
Okay. So my mind catches up with the reality of the situation. I will. What's the gravity situation like in the bridge? Is standing up a thing you can do, or is it just...
Okay, the ship is not under thrust, and the whole place, the whole thing is under zero G.
Yeah. Okay, so...
You would have expected gravity to come on gradually as you enter the atmosphere, but that doesn't appear to have happened.
I look at the instrument panels. Do I have any idea what's going on in terms of, you know, are there some areas which obviously have errors?
Well, I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is you have a very good idea of the ship's situation.
Good.
That is because the only instruments that are working are the emergency pitch, heading and altitude display.
Well, they're right. Fine. Presumably they're completely level, so that's fine.
And they are rotating in interesting manners.
Less good, okay.
Altitude is still reading not applicable.
Okay, so we're
still outside atmosphere for now.
Okay, we're not on the ground, which was the way to
no, you're not in the giant
I like
hamster
your
ball.
Optimism.
Not on the ground yet, I think is the word I'd use.
Yes, exactly.
Being on the ground, I don't mind. It's what comes immediately before being on the ground.
Okay.
Falling isn't a problem. It's the sudden stop at the end.
Yeah.
Falling.
Do I know what I would need to do to address this? It looks to me like we have lost power.
Yep.
That
would certainly be consistent with what you're saying.
Yep. Can I tell where the power... How would I go about discovering the nature of the power problem? I feel like that's the most crucial thing to fix if we're going to do anything else.
Okay, so power... comes from the power plant on that great big thing on the lower deck,
mm-hmm.
and goes through ship's wiring until it reaches the bridge, and obviously to various avionics systems and so on.
Yeah.
There are no great big scary arcs of electricity on the bridge.
Yeah, and we have a light.
That suggests that if there is a broken main power feed, it's probably not here.
Hmm. So to me, the person largely ignorant about this, it seems like a sensible thing to do would be, since I cannot communicate with anyone, is to head towards the power plant looking for obvious faults and try to fix them.
Yep.
Okay.
Have we got internal suit radios, Roger?
Well, we have.
Yes, you do. Normally they will just hook to the local, communications bus,
but presumably they've got their own.
Yeah, that one problem with that is you have all these internal bulkheads, and they won't go too super well through that. Though it's better than nothing.
You're aware.
Well, I will give a try raising some.
Well, hang on a sec. Let me just finish this section for Felix, which is you go to the valve. Power is off. Obviously, there is an emergency crank handle because this was designed by people who'd been in spaceships before, but it doesn't move.
Okay.
That would suggest there is a significant pressure differential.
Which suggests I am stuck here for now.
Okay, Dr. Radish.
Okay, I will try, going off the Wi-Fi or whatever and seeing if I can raise anyone from where I am, like in the engineering. So I see the stutter warps down basically not far below me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where the main engine is as well? Is that where the generator is?
Yeah, sorry, hang on a sec.
The power plant, I see.
A larger version of this for me, yeah. The big lumpy thing is the power plant.
Okay.
And the thing with three lobes on the left is the stutter warp.
Can I reach anyone in engineering, given that I'm really quite close to them?
So the way you would go from that is out of the lab, into the aft galley area, number 20.
Yes.
Then through one of those side hatches and down.
Right.
And that would drop you into engineering.
Well, I will start doing that and trying to raise anyone in engineering on my internal radio.
Okay. Could I have an athletics dex to work your way through the ship?
Oh, you really are an arse sometimes. okay. Well, needs must when the devil drives. That will be a 9.
Yep,
unmodified 9.
It could be better. There are a lot of chairs flying around and getting in your way, but you're on your way at least. You will. I'm assuming Jethro, you'd have your radio set to receive anything.
It's automatic. That's one of the things I would have done as soon as I realised that the main ship communicator is screwed.
Yeah, you will hear Dr. Radish. You'll be able to communicate, though. It's pretty shaky.
Yeah. Radish is...
Power loss. Jethro, I'm heading down to the power plant. The internal communications are down.
Yeah.
Can you reach the bridge?
I'll try. Felix, come in.
Felix, it's very faint for you. You can hear Jethro, you can't hear Dr. Radish.
I will press send or whatever it is one does on these things. I'm imagining CB radio, but it probably isn't.
Breaker, Felix.
There's a lot of automatic speech detection and auto squelch and stuff like that.
I'll just quickly raid the lab alcohol supplies
for surgical for infection prevention purposes. Clearly, Jethro, that you?
Yeah,
I can just about.
Yeah.
Ah, good. You're up.
Yeah. What's happened? I've got a bunch of unconscious crew down in the hold.
I don't know the whole of it, but power's out. Everyone else in the bridge is out. Nothing obvious, major, but unconscious. Couldn't see any faults in the bridge. I'm trying to get out, but there's got a pressure differential. I think the door open. What's the pressure situation like for you?
We've still got air. We're leaking somewhat, but I've basically all of the crew.
Jethro, now that you look at the pressure gauge, it wasn't flashing the usual red decompression alarm, so maybe you didn't pay attention straight away.
Yeah.
It's actually gone up slightly.
Oh, shit. Our pressure's going higher. Have you got any form of visual out of the bridge at all?
You've got the emergency windows. They are showing you occasional planet passing by.
Just glimpses of planet now and again.
Are we going down?
In a roughly downward direction. Really hard to tell.
I can tell we're spinning like a top.
Exactly. There's no altitude reading yet, so.
Okay, well, that
could be not, but probably. I mean, safe to say probably.
Okay, what's worrying me is I can't get from where I am to the power plant.
Where are you?
So I'm in the forward cargo. So I'm around. See where you see number two is?
Ah, yeah.
So I'm there. What I can't get to from there, at least I don't think I can. Oh, yes, I can, actually.
Power plant's 8.
Okay, so yes, I can. I can actually get through from there to.
Okay. Yeah, so if you go up by number 11.
Yes, yeah, and there are doors on either side of the of that Jeffrey's tube or whatever it is. It's presumably not a Jeffrey's.
That's basically a hatchway to the upper deck.
Yeah, presumably it's not a Jeffrey's tube.
Yeah, you might have to override some doors, but I can't get out. Someone's going to check the power plant. I don't know whether it could be a failure of cabling along the way. I have no idea what's caused it.
Do you know any ideas what that clunk was?
Where's Radish when you need him? You said it sounded a bit like turbulence, or was it that it felt a bit like turbulence?
That's more for the player's benefit.
Yeah.
I assume most of you have been in an aircraft that's been through fairly heavy turbulence, and there is that sense. It doesn't come from a particular direction, it's just a thump as if it had suddenly struck something quite hard.
Atmosphere, yes. For example, when you've depowered.
Possibly.
I mean, that's kind of my assumption at the moment is
let me have a look at Felix's skill sets.
We lose power, we're spinning, and then we're atmosphere skipping at the moment.
Possibly. Does my piloting give me any sort of insight? What sort of phenomenon it might be?
Because you've got proper piloting, haven't you? Not my I can pilot the little ship pilot.
Well, actually, I hate to say this, I think small craft might actually be most appropriate here.
I've got small craft too.
Yeah, go for it. With int or edu.
Then that is 12.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you know exactly what's going on.
trying to think back to the moments before things went strange. You were about to line up for entry, implying you were not lined up for entry. And if the ship had hit the first wisps of atmosphere at the wrong angle, it might well have felt somewhat like that. It would be a fair amount of stress on the hull, and you could have bounced off in practically any direction. It's only a few molecules, but they're moving awfully fast relative to you.
We could have careened off atmosphere. We weren't quite lined up for entry last I remember, before the blackout, which means we could be going anywhere. And, I mean, you can extrapolate from that for yourself. Is anyone else with you? You got any backup? And speaking of getting back up,
I'm going down, and not in a good way.
Well, I'm going to go. I've just seen that I can also get through. So,
okay, Jethro, those grey things labelled number 11,
yep,
are the basically the vertical landing engines.
Yes,
and so as you see, you have to go into a little cubby next to them. In order to get through to the passage for engineering. As you're doing that, you notice there is a spray of something coming out through that access hatch to the landing engine.
Champagne!
It's something you can't really see, but it's disturbing the air and making a visual distortion.
Okay, do I think
that's probably where the hissing is coming from.
Yeah, okay, so my immediate thought here is it something that's coming out fast enough that it's going to do me harm? Is it also something that's...
It's not a thing you would wander into. It's quite high up.
Cool. Okay, so I'll be very aware that chances are whatever's going in here is probably flammable. Let's assume it is.
That might be explosive.
It's probably hydrogen if it's ship's fuel.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone knows hydrogen is perfectly safe.
We're fine.
Yeah. I mean, we're mostly hydrogen.
Yes.
By count, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right, then. I was worried for a minute.
This is really a very unpleasant situation.
We may end up being
well done, Roger.
Mostly base hydrogen before the end of the...
Yeah.
I am actually picturing the just multi-dimensional spinning, and it's really unpleasant.
So we don't have to method act.
Yeah. No. The concept is just like I can feel just how unpleasant that will be. It's like,
could I have an athletics dex with Jethro?
Oh God,
you're welcome.
7, I'm afraid.
Okay, it's taking you a while. You're possibly distracted by this gas jet.
Yeah.
So
I prefer to take it slow than slow and steady if I can.
Sure. Dr. Radish, you're coming down into the port engineering hatchway. It's again, as above, it's basically dark with emergency lighting.
Okay. A thought occurs, is there like an emergency SOS beacon I can trigger on the vac suit? Just in case the Bayon might pick up. I mean, it's probably not worth it. If they can detect that, they can already see the ship we're in.
Bayon will be very aware because it will have been in constant communication with us right to the point
Once the light speed lag catches up with
right to the point where we're not. Yeah, I mean, the downside is the fact that...
I'll not worry about that. Anyone in here that I can see? Any other?
The engineering crew are strapped into their seats. They appear to be unconscious.
Shazbut. Is there oxygen in here?
Yes, there is oxygen, there is nitrogen, there is smoke.
Is there any sign of fire?
No, there is no sign of fire. Also, the main power plant appears to be off.
Off as in someone...
As in there are no lights on it.
Now, I'm no engineer, but I'm presuming there isn't just an on button.
Well, you could roll your default engineer power.
I've got physics. I know the theory behind it very well. I mean, where all the buttons go, I don't know.
Don't forget, in this party, everybody managed to have at least a bit of jack of all trades.
I have got engineer at zero. So let's give it a go.
Is it that engineer?
I've just got engineer zero.
You do have to have a specialisation.
Oh, okay. Then I'll default to my jack of all trades of one.
I've got
an engineer zero for some reason, but I don't have any other engineers.
Yeah, see, I've got engineer zero. Yeah, life support, for example.
Don't you get engineer zero at first, and then
yeah? But when you get a skill that has specializations, you have to choose a specialization. It doesn't say that every time, and we may have missed this during character generation.
Okay, yeah. So I must have a specialization in engineer. Frankly, it wouldn't have been power generation.
What I have on this character sheet is engineer life support.
Okay, all right. Let me.
That rings a bell, actually. Yeah.
At zero. So basically, you're minus three, plus one for your JOT modifier, plus into Edu.
Edu, please. I read a lot to make up for my lack of quick intellect. So I'm at basically zero. I'm at minus two, plus two for my Edu. So. You never know. Seven.
It's not bad.
Okay, you can't immediately see what to do, but given a bit of time, maybe.
I don't think we got very much time, but I'll...
It's a bit tricky because everything keeps moving, but, you know.
How unconscious do the engine... I'm just wondering what's quicker, me fiddling with a power plant or me waking up an engineer?
Well, that would be a good time to roll your medic.
I'm not...
Yes.
I am.
I have got medic one, actually, so I am sort of that
there
you sort go. Of
okay, I'll give you inter-edu for that.
Oh, bless you, Roger. I take back everything I've previously said.
No, you don't.
That will be an 11 in that case.
Okay.
Maybe I'm better waking them up than fiddling with the large fusion reactor.
You're certainly able to assess state of consciousness, which is it's not great. Fair bit of smoke inhalation. Yeah.
Am I likely to get any one of them up in the next few seconds into a consciousness?
Not really.
State?
Though probably sticking helmets on them would be good.
Oh.
They have helmets.
Okay.
Which are actually tied to their...
It's
a soft bubble helmet, but it's in a standard pouch on everybody's ship suit.
Yeah.
Are they in imminent danger, like within the next few minutes, if I don't do that?
Depends on what happens in the compartment. Not healthy, but not deadly.
So,
whereas if I don't get the power plant back online, everyone on board is going to die.
Quite possibly.
So I think I'll go for the power plant first. Selfish as that seems.
Okay, so you're working on that. You've got your role.
If someone else comes in here, I'll switch.
So you've got your role, and that will. You may well get somewhere, but you're not getting there right now.
Mm. I'll update Jethro. Jethro, everyone in engineer is unconscious. The power plant is off. I could use some help here because I want to help the engineers, but right now I'm going to see what I can do with the power plant until someone else turns up.
I'm trying to get through,
okay.
We've got leaks. Sorry, am I through now?
Leaks
and radishes.
You'll get there shortly, but I just want to go back to Felix for a moment.
Yeah, sorry. I'll be letting Felix know what's going on as well, so long as I've still got communication with Felix.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's a good point. Have I got any drones with me?
Not immediately to hand.
No, I probably haven't, unfortunately. Because, I mean, obviously, I'd use them as receive and relay.
Sure.
I've just looked it up. With leeks and radish, we can make a nice gratin if we've got any Gruyere cheese.
Well, the problem with doing that, Mark, is that you would have to leave hatches open.
Yeah, no, I don't really want to. No, I don't want to do that, especially with potentially flammable stuff whizzing around. Yes,
yeah.
Call me an old wimp if you will.
Back to Felix for a moment. What are you up to?
Okay, I'm distressed to hear that Dr. Radish is unable to sort out the power plant.
Do anything useful.
Hmm? He's not a sub doctor.
Sorry, was it? Am I? No.
I'm asking what Felix is planning to do next.
Yeah, I thought.
So I've got the news about hydrogen, and I've got news from Dr. Radish. Okay. I don't think there's very much I can do in the bridge if systems are not live.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a reasonable assumption? I might be missing something, so please do tell me.
Well, there is nothing that will happen in itself. The bridge has a small independent power reserve, mostly to run the emergency lights.
Yeah.
You would be aware that the avionics compartment is directly below the bridge, and possibly you could route some power into that to get you some better information. That would be one option.
That would seem useful. Yeah, so potentially route some power.
Sorry, or you could seal up everybody's suits and then pump down the atmosphere and get out.
Yes, another option. So we know. Do we know which section is filling with hydrogen? We're assuming
hydrogen. You know what Jethro said.
That was
a jet going into the hold.
Into the hold. So would that be section 3, do we think?
Yeah, okay. that whole space.
Cargo bay, yeah. Okay, so probably if I... I'm mixed up with two maps. That's lower deck. So it's possible that the general section outside the bridge is not full of hydrogen. That will be ideal. Are the two decks reasonably sealed off?
Yes, wherever you see either solid or dotted circle, that is a hatchway, but it is a hatch.
Yeah,
that you would open and go through.
Sorry,
and
I'm not there to advise. I just wonder, would you be able to pilot the ship remotely if we get the power back on, or do you need to be in the bridge?
You can relay this through Jethro.
Okay.
You can, in theory, pilot the ship from anywhere, but it's a lot easier on the bridge with the instrumentation there.
I'm not planning to go wandering, if that's what you're concerned about.
Yeah, I think you need to stay put until we can.
Well, I was just wondering if it might be worth... Basically, if I pump down the pressure, I could stick my head out and see what the situation is in that area, but I'm not unless there's a fault in that area for me to fix, I'm not sure how useful that is.
I guess there's no way of knowing if there's an electronic fault without the power.
Yeah, but as far as I know, avionics should still be sealed off from cargo bay, so routing power down there shouldn't cause any major problems, like an explosion. Let's try rerouting power to avionics.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think my colleagues are in immediate danger, so I will focus on the trying to not crash the spaceship.
That would be nice, yes.
Okay, give me...
I've got this checklist.
Either engineer power or electronic sensors or anything else if you can justify it.
Engineer power seems appropriate. That is okay. 6, 7 int.
Yeah.
Then that is a 9.
Okay. Right, I mean, obviously this is going to cut into battery life, but you should still have a few hours, even in this mode.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you've got some idea of where the ship is, at least. And the answer is, it is technically in an orbit, but it's not the sort of orbit that goes more than, half a time. Basically,
half a time?
You bounced up and away from the planet, so you're in a highly elliptical orbit, but you are going to come back down again.
Yeah.
So that could be like half an hour?
Maybe, maybe 30, 40 minutes, something like that.
Okay. Could have been worse.
We've got a little bit of time. Okay. Jethro managed to patch into avionics. Looks like we've got maybe half an hour, 30 minutes, 40 at the outside.
Fantastic.
We're in a elliptical orbit. We bounced off, but we're coming back down.
Yeah. Felix, can you remember off the top of your head how far away the other two ships were?
Quite a way.
Oh.
Too far.
Right, so...
We're heading in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Bugger. Okay, let me try and get through. Okay, I'll try and get through to the other side of this and try and get to help Radish.
Okay, so it takes you a bit longer than Radish did, but you do get into engineering.
Yeah.
As he saw, you've got emergency lights, smoke.
Okay.
All the telltales on the power plant are off.
Right. Okay. First things first. I'm gonna. He's not done anything with the personnel. I'm gonna put the helmets on the personnel.
If I know we got half an hour, then I would have. But yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah. First,
Are there any? I can't see any escape pods on this ship. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, not really.
No.
Are you reporting what you're seeing to me?
If I can
we get through to? We might be out of range now.
Yeah, it's a lot fainter, but you are able still to make contact.
Okay, out of character, my judgment from this is I think the fault is at the power plant.
I think you might be right there because it's turned off.
I think it probably is, but for the moment, first things first, let's try and make sure that none of the personnel, because presumably, Roger, if once they've got helmets and stuff on and they're breathing decent.
Well, we can switch roles then.
Because my thought is there.
Try and revive
them. Yeah, because my thought is...
Don't throw up again, yeah.
Yeah, my thought is there is if we can basically up the oxygen, you know, can I fiddle around with the oxygen level on their suits to basically oxygenate them?
Oh, I'm conscious. Time for a cigarette.
You know, but well, no. If you push the oxygen,
Well, pass them to me because I do know a bit about what I'm doing. You have a look at the power, or do you know nothing about the power plant?
I'm not great with power plants, but my speciality with engineering is life support.
Same as mine. Much as streetwise it is, if we get the power plant on, that would support all our lives, Roger.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that explosives. You know where to put the explosives on a power plant. Therefore, those must be the important bits.
Yes. I mean,
is there any sign of damage in the? Now I've been in here a little while.
Well, okay.
Any sign of damage in this room? No kind of hull breach or anything like that.
Nothing that is immediately obvious. You probably don't spend a lot of time in engineering, so you're perhaps not familiar.
Can I think of anything that would have? Okay, can I think of anything that would have shut the power plant down? Presumably we have a secondary... I mean, we've got an emergency generator. Is that... We've routed all that, haven't we? Can I think of anything that would just turn the power plant off instantly?
Well, it is basically... In this particular thing, it is a hybrid... it's a combination fusion reactor and MHD plant. No, I think it's fission, actually. So it's way overcomplicated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So,
but short of something breaching, even
I mean,
then,
your first thought, honestly, would be one of the safety systems.
Okay, so it's a safety shutdown.
That's just what you would assume. Yeah, on the basis that there are no obvious holes in it.
Well, that was
glowing
exactly
core exposed or anything.
So my question was going to be. With my explosives knowledge, is there any sign that this has been deliberately tampered with?
Definitely not. You're quite certain of that.
I suppose my worry, Jethro, is Supposing we do turn it back on, if it's a safety trip, it'll just turn straight back off again.
Well, we
it?
Need to get one of these guys.
Okay, let's focus on the engine. Yeah, now we know we've got 30 minutes and not 30 seconds.
Yeah, you go on that. Let me have a look at this. Let me have a look at the console. Okay, right. So there must be some form of diagnosis.
Well, now notice him leveling his plasma rifle at the power plant. Mate.
There must be some form of diagnostics. Well, in fact, I'll go to basically where Radish was about 5-10 minutes ago.
There is about as much in the way of working controls as there is on the bridge, which is basically there are some manual emergency levers and things.
Okay.
Well, what you've got flashing up there is one that I have with our limb system testing. It says error cannot be found.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm still very fond of the state that you could get into with early macOS. The application unknown has quit with error minus one.
Beautiful.
Actually, I've had a better error message than that, which is error illegal sex text, which is when I was trying to change a rabbit from a male to a neutered male. but I wasn't reported to the police for that, so that was good.
That's probably good.
Lucky.
Yes. As Tom Lear said, you know, who majored in animal husbandry until they caught him at it. So, yes. Right.
Okay, we need an engineer, basically, so I will try and produce an engineer.
Okay, you can give me another medic role. Meanwhile, what's Jethro doing?
I'm going to have a look at the... see if at the very least I can get some more diagnostics on.
Hmm. Okay, so let's see. Let's have a look.
This isn't my area of expertise by any means, but...
Yeah, your engineer power is minus two, sadly.
Yep. So including, say, int, that's minus one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's...
But give it a go.
Well, I've rolled nine, so that goes down to eight.
Okay, well, you know, there are these main breakers. What harm could it do?
Okay, I throw a breaker. I'll throw one of the main breakers. Ideally, actually... Oh, yeah, actually saying that, I'm wearing my bloody... my combat suit. I can take a bit of electricity coming through me.
Mm-hmm.
I throw the main breaker.
Okay. There is a reassuring hum. And
nothing goes bang.
Screens start to come on.
Oof.
Okay. So
yeah, this is also...
No. So they're coming on for me. Are they coming on with Felix?
Yeah, you're starting to see things on the bridge. There's a fair bit out of action. But yeah, you've got actual lighting and the air circulation starts up again and starts to clear the smoke away. And things like that. And some of the controls at least appear to be functioning again. Sorry, go on, Nick.
Have we hit a bird in the upper atmosphere? Well, I'm still worried about these leaks. And
then shut down the wrong engine, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Surprisingly common.
Yeah.
Too soon. Okay. Well, sorry, Carrie, I don't have anything more to contribute. Mm-hmm. I just thought.
Am I seeing systems coming back on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Including you're actually getting information that this is working, that is out of communication, that is just not responding.
Excellent. Jethro.
Have we got ship-wide
getting
comms?
Getting some power back.
Yeah, ship communications are coming back up as well.
Yeah, so
Felix.
I've just thrown a main breaker, but to be honest, Felix, I've no idea what's caused this to
can you check what shut it off before it happens again?
To shut down. So assume that any power you've got is transient.
Good to know.
Give me a computers roll would be appropriate here, I think.
Electronics.
That is
anything you can do this.
Eight or more. depending on stat.
If you got one, does it default to zero in the other electronics?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give it a...
So, including two. Including my int, that's 10.
Okay. Right, so it's Felix and Jethro who both managed to find the event log. Basically, power plant shut down due to over G. It hit too much acceleration too suddenly.
Okay. That feels like
it
didn't...
ruptured the power plant, would it?
No. That feels like a... that feels like one of the error messages that we were getting before. As in, it's not a real error message.
Wait, we did have a thunk before everything turned off, didn't we? I'm trying to think.
Yes, there was that great thump.
Yeah. Did we feel a...
That would probably
G-force
be the...
on us?
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, any acceleration is G-force.
Okay, so we either slowed down or sped up or did something.
Well, Felix can tell you, you bounced off a chunk of atmosphere.
Yeah. Hit the atmosphere at the wrong angle and skidded off. Can I stabilise this orbit?
If you had drives,
or at the very least,
you could do that.
At the very least, make it less bad.
If I had drive, you say?
Yes, the reaction drive, you do have communications with the reaction drive. It says it's not going to start up because of fuel leaks.
Oh, shit.
You might be able to override that.
Is that safe?
Oh,
didn't
no.
you say... No, Christ, no.
So, Jethro, you know this hydrogen leak into the cargo bay you were talking about?
Yeah, well, actually, yes. Coming directly from the port VTOL.
Fantastic. Can someone get to that and try and slap a... I'm going to say slap a tarp on it. I know. I appreciate that is not what you do in space.
We would have a space tarp, presumably.
Would you believe it is rather like gaffer tape?
Mm-hmm. I really? Absolutely.
No,
they really
something
have.
Something like a foam pack or something cool
no,
like
it's,
that.
Yeah, no. It's basically what it is. It's gaffer tape and you basically put it on. And at the point where it interacts with the chemical, that produces a foam. There's some really
well,
clever
can
stuff.
Can we not call it gaffer tape? Let's call it an astrofoam, yeah, or a Cosmo Expando pack. No, that's 250.
Space it? Gaffer tape.
Yeah, go for the Terry Nation approach.
Yeah.
I think it's too risky to.
To
try
be fair
and...
to Terry Nation, I think he was the one who came up with the trans map because teleport was copyright.
Mm. Teleport was copyright. Is that true? Wow.
All, copyright is a weird place.
Yeah.
It's trans map, well, then short for transmit matter or something.
Yeah, matter transmitter, trans map, okay. Trans map. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I still wish they'd carried on, but they decided not to do it for the new one. But it's still my favourite way of describing it. Transmat works far better than teleport. Anyway, I should shut up now. Get back to being.
We're all nerds here. You're welcome to nerd out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
So yeah. You would be aware that where you saw the leak is not particularly near the main forward-facing reaction drive.
No, it isn't.
Okay.
And I don't really want to have to go into the fuel area, which presumably would be something that I could technically do, but it would probably take me about half an hour to get in, half an hour to get out, and... yeah,
and it's really not designed for that.
Yeah, I mean they're not.
What other options have we got? Any maneuverability at all without that?
You might. Well, Felix could potentially override the safety that says, "Hey, I don't want to switch on the reaction drive when there's a potential chance to for it to ignite and cause the fuel."
Okay. So we got a 30 minutes.
I will say just because it's perhaps a setting you haven't immersed yourself in as much as I have. The theoretical alternative would be to fire up the stutter warp in very low efficiency mode.
Oh, and actually warp out.
I mean, you would not normally use it this close to a planet because the reaction drive simply works better.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, so it's not like you can't turn it on in a gravity well.
Oh, okay, because so, I thought there was a problem with it being this close to a gravity well.
You will get practically NAFL performance out of it.
All right, but all we need is to buy ourselves a few hours for Bayon to come and rescue us, I guess.
That would be nice.
Or basically, we don't want to crash into the planet.
Far enough away that basically we put ourselves into a geostationary orbit
Is there a chance we can warp into the... Yes, exactly, yeah. Can we warp into the planet? I mean, how inaccurate is it?
It's not inaccurate. Though Felix can pull up the stutter warp console and it will say calibration error, caution advised. Also, you do have to specify which way you want to go, and which way you want to go is a movable feast.
So, okay, it's a warp drive in the sense that we're not transmatting from place to place. We're moving outside of the laws of physics from place to place.
Yeah.
Is that right?
A few hundred metres at a time.
But we are moving through those few hundred meters.
No, absolutely not.
We're teleporting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the whole thing is that you, and it's, at the moment, it's as far as you can see and basically work out what's going on in that area and what's
basically
going on in your area, I think, is it, Roger?
Thousands of tiny jumps in a row.
Yes.
That's exactly it.
I did finally get some hard numbers out of this. They're very cagey about this in the various source material, but it's a few hundred meters per jump, and given the speeds you can make, it's something like a terahertz, or multiple terahertz jump frequency.
So either we, and is there conservation of momentum?
Yes.
Bugger.
I love it.
This is basically how you do the big planetary manoeuvres. You let yourself fall towards the planet a bit, then you jump back and fall towards it a bit more and get to full speed and jump back and so on.
Okay. Can we do a few exploratory jumps, just a few hundred metres? If we're going the wrong way, just do a 180. The ship is spinning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Basically, you're going to have to... line up each one and hit the button at exactly the right moment, which is going to get you very slowly, but we would hope in the right direction.
Absolute trust in Felix. He plays a lot of video games.
That's what they tell me.
Just go with your gut. Not your gut. That's not Felix.
I'll go with my years of expensive training.
Okay,
do that. Okay. Am I rolling?
This would be a pilot spacecraft, and I'll let you have Intel decks, whichever you prefer.
Mark's dropped out, he can't take the 10, did he?
Yep. Okay, well I've rolled a 12.
That's a good start.
So that's 12.
We instantly arrive next to the Bayern.
No, but when you see the planet spinning through the bridge, it does seem to be getting a bit smaller. Spinning bridge windows, I should say. This is going to take you a bit of time, but there is slow progress. Those of you in engineering, yeah, that does not sound like a healthy stutter warp.
Okay.
Seems to be working.
Now, if you balls up the stutter warp, that's it for the whole mission. I mean, let's just stay alive, yeah. But we've only got one spare stutter warp, haven't we?
Theoretically, anything can be repaired. If you get back to Bayern and the fabricators.
Tell that to my insurance company.
How's things looking your end?
Shit. Sorry, by shit I mean I've just spilt a beer all over my shorts.
What a waste of
that'll
beer.
Happen, it's the spinning.
That is tragic. Felix, sorry, you've got a little interference there. What were you saying?
Should I use the in-suit feeds?
Yeah, last time I did that, I put it in the caster by mistake. And that
But fortunately, it was only a logger, so yeah, I can't really tell.
Yeah, basically, it bypassed some internal mechanisms.
More efficient, really.
Yes, yeah. Things are fine here. The power plant's still holding.
Mm-hmm.
Over. I mean, I've no way of it. Was that a good jump? I felt us jump. How did that go?
We've backed off a bit.
Perfect. So presumably that gives us more time.
That's the plan.
How long will we have to wait for the Vayan to come and rescue us?
Hours, probably.
A few hours.
Well, we might have that.
Can we get any information? If the ship comes back up, can we check on any other crew? Through a roll call, basically.
It seems to be generally unconscious right now.
Okay.
That's why they put the P in PCs.
Bit concerned about that.
Sorry, I didn't mean urine.
Yeah, a bit concerned about the H leak.
Do you mean hydrogen?
That's the one.
I don't like acronyms. Not the H.
It's more an elemental symbol, really, but yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, but we've already wasted time clarifying. Do you want us to... I mean, if you can just get us out of the atmosphere...
Are we out of atmosphere?
Yes. And you've never actually technically in it.
Yeah, we're away from atmosphere.
So what kind of G's are we experiencing?
All G's.
Well, not GG's as well as G's.
The ship is not being accelerated, therefore more to the point, you are not being accelerated any more or less than the ship is. So okay. You're not experiencing any acceleration at all, except the tumbling.
Okay, is spinning in itself not a kind of acceleration? Do you not get any G's from spinning?
Well, it depends on how far you are away from the centre of rotation. For those of you in engineering, it's not too bad, because power plant's a big, heavy thing.
Alright, I don't want us all to throw up and go unconscious.
Yeah, if someone could slap a patch on, well, find and slap a patch on the leak, we might be able to pump that out.
It looks like, Jethro's passed it as well, I'm afraid.
Alright. Vital's okay?
Yeah, he's fine. It's PC, less so.
His suit is injecting him with the good drugs.
he's having a good time. Okay, so we need to go and patch the hydrogen leak.
If you can. I mean, I can leave the bridge.
I'm really not that sort of doctor.
you've put a plaster on before, right?
We don't call them plasters.
Space plaster on the floor. Yeah. think of the ship as a gigantic hairless...
All right, I'm going. I can't bear the metaphor.
That's my strategy. Just overwhelm them with hideous metaphors.
Okay. I'll try. So where is it? It's on one of these VTOL systems, seems to be whatever hit us.
Did we think the...
Well, that's what Jethro spotted. That's the only we've actually seen.
Yeah.
Have they really... Oh, wow.
I love it.
Not encouraging,
I love it when these scientifically minded GM says things like that.
Oh, it's not so much scientifically minded as they do not appear to have given you any sort of hatch that leads to the outside world, except the cargo ramp.
Is that less practical than engineering moan about this all the time?
Let us assume for the sake of argument that there are you could use the cargo ramp. It'll get the job done. It looks to me, just looking at the shape of it, that looks very much like a lost scene of Aliens sort of cargo hatch.
well, we are playing Traveller after all, though it's 2300. Okay. I can do that. I didn't realise the patch would be going outside the ship and sticking it on the outside.
Well, you don't know yet.
I mean, Jastro was spotting something potentially leaking into room 3, which is what I was concerned about.
Now that things have calmed down a bit, you are seeing occasional clouds of crystals passing the bridge window, which would suggest that there is something leaking outwards as well.
We have a problem.
I know we need fuel, but I'm less concerned about losing hydrogen and more about the ship filling with hydrogen.
We don't need a lot of fuel currently.
I feel like, you know, the priority is... also, it's going to be pushing atmosphere out if it's filling with hydrogen, which is also bad.
Mm-hmm.
That might be what's being going out. I know it's not your field, Doctor, but you know, cometh the hour.
Cometh the radish.
I do hope not.
It's a natural reaction to the graphitic fluctuations.
Well, I shall pull myself up to or across or whatever bloody direction.
Okay, athletic steps.
Come on, Radish. Come on, Radish. Positive thinking. 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
I was hung over the zero-G manoeuvre course. Turns out that's the right way to do it.
Oh, I have got zero-G DNAM as an augment.
That's no bone degeneration and stuff in zero-G.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm weird. Well, okay.
Right, so you get back through the port airlocks from engineering to the cargo bay, and you can see the it's more a visual distortion than a jet, but it's making a high whistling sound.
Okay.
And you would guess
I pinpoint it to a particular location.
Oh yeah, I mean you can find the hole in just above the maintenance hatch that is spewing out hydrogen. The question is, you know, do you want to patch that hole or do you want to go into the VTOL thruster area and try to fix what's presumably leaking into that to pressurize it to come out to here?
I should probably go in there. What I want to do is just slap a patch on it and say I've done it, but what I should probably do is go into the VTOL thruster area. Hang on, if I put a patch on it here, will I be able to get into the VTOL thruster area more easily? It might just blow through any patch I put on.
If it's significantly higher pressure in there than it is out here, probably it's not going to make a difference. I mean, when you open the hatch, you're going to have a great waft of hydrogen coming towards you. You have to work against that to get through.
I might as well just cling onto everything and open the hatch and then pull my weight.
Okay. Give me another athletic dex.
Oh, I've already done two and I'm not still doing
anybody it. Think it was a difficult manoeuvring situation?
No, I'm sure it's...
Six.
Okay, you are gradually climbing against the outrush of hydrogen.
It's Felix. It's difficult.
That sounds very plausible. Yes.
Do you have any tips or motivational strategies?
We're all depending on you, Dr. Radish. There's no one else around who can do this.
That's not motivational. That's adding more pressure.
Oh, you're going to be fine.
Come to my motivational. Come.
You'll be fine. It's easy.
It's not easy. That doesn't help either.
Oh,
find the middle ground, Felix.
I'm not very good at this.
No.
Have you got leadership? Do you want to try it anyway?
Why not? Why not indeed?
Funny enough, Dr. Radish doesn't help either.
I've rolled a 7, which will be a 6 with...
I'll give you an int bonus on that.
Then that's an 8.
Wow.
And Dr. Radish gets a +1.
Hey! Oh, alright, Felix. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for the crew of the Endeavour.
That's it, Doctor. So you've got this.
You've dragged yourself through the maintenance hatch and it has slammed itself behind you.
Okay, well now I'm fucked.
So you are now in an area of high pressure hydrogen. It's extremely cold because okay. It's basically it's liquid hydrogen in the fuel tanks and it's expanding and evaporating.
Now I'm assuming my suit is okay to deal with extreme cold.
No.
Otherwise it... No. What kind of a vac suit can't deal with extreme cold?
Well, it cold is not the problem in space. Cold is the problem in atmosphere.
But it's really cold in space.
No, it isn't. This is lies science fiction stories told you.
So what's the ambient? Isn't it close to absolute zero?
There is so little of anything there that it doesn't meaningfully have a temperature.
Oh, I see
the actual
what
problem
you
have sitting in space
the
is
the movement of the atoms. And yeah. There aren't any atoms to move around.
What you actually need to do is get rid of your body heat, and you don't have any atmosphere to conduct it away, so normally what you have to do is actually radiate heat. But in any case, this suit you're in
is a learning day. Thank you, Rose.
It's basically designed for, light EVA and use inside the ship. You know, it has, cooling systems that you use your own sweat as the, cooling medium, for example, and that can permeate
like
the suit.
A wetsuit, or the opposite of a wetsuit.
It's much, much closer to that, so.
Okay, alright, okay. It's really cold. I'm surprised. Can I see an obvious leak, cold breach?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is it a big one?
Yes. Well, no, it's several small ones. There is an emergency sealant foam kit.
Good. So can I see, is it a hull breach or is it just burst pipes?
There are burst pipes venting into this space and there are not so much a hull breach as as sprung seams venting out of it.
Oh, now Mark comes back, you fucker. Mark regains consciousness.
So what's happening?
Well, you fell unconscious, so I'm the one who had to go in and fix this. Okay, I will grab the emergency foam kit and try not to freeze to death, otherwise combust or die.
When have you ever frozen to death?
That's true, I've never done that.
That's true.
And looking on the bright side, things are very unlikely to catch fire in here because there's practically no oxygen.
You see? I mean, just to be on the safe side, I might lock the door.
The door already has shut on a pressure differential, so it's basically locked. If I fix it, then I can open it again.
I think what I really want here is probably an endurance roll. If you've got athletics endurance, you could add that, but don't penalise it if you don't.
My endurance is... I'm quite strong. when do I ever get a strength check? I suppose when I wrestled my way out of this... Oh, I've dropped the... Oh my god, it's on the floor.
If you got into amoeba wrestling, then that might have been a thing.
Can you give me some encouragement, please, Felix?
We love you.
Just encouraged you.
He did just encourage me. Yeah. To no avail. Shows you how much motivational speaking. I'm going to be a changed man at the end of this.
Do you want just me to make a... Would it help if I made a leadership check?
I was going to say, you do have leadership.
I am very good at leadership, thank you very much.
You're going to have to do the tough love approach, because Felix is trying to, come on, Radish! And that's not working.
You got this, Radish! Come on.
I haven't. Really haven't.
So
I've got a frozen radish.
So I've got a skill of 3.
Mm-hmm. Int or sorb after that.
So int is plus 1. Skill is 3, so that's 4.
I have a roll here that I'm not going to reveal.
I've rolled 11, so 15.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
a truly inspiring bit of motivation, or possibly just some swearing without hesitation, deviation, or repetition.
I'll beat Radish!
I will give Radish a plus 2 for that.
Yeah, bonus points if, I will unlock the door if you actually manage to get everything fixed.
I feel like you're doing a Full Metal Jacket inspiring speech to me. Okay, what do I get for the bonus?
Plus 2.
That brings me up to 8 from a 6.
Okay, you're getting the patches done, Yeah, you're probably down a couple of points of endurance by the time you get out again.
What the important bit of that sentence, Roger, is by the time you get out again.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm down to 5 endurance, which is a -1, I think.
Frost all over your ship suit.
Okay, but it's easier to open presumably when the pressure...
Well, I'm assuming what you did was seal up the holes that were venting into the space first so the gas would drain out, and then you seal up the others.
Yes, exactly, yes.
That seems like it would be a sensible thing to do, doesn't it? Yeah.
Particularly since the holes venting in are also why it's so sodding cold.
Right, okay, yes. The main thing that's come out of that is that Radish is astonished to discover he enjoys being dominated by a Cornishman.
I mean, we all had our suspicions.
Well, this is it. I mean, there's only 2 Cornishmen out of a group of 4, so, you know.
So you can have a nice relaxing discussion about that with Mason once he's back.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we give Mason a fair crack of the whip.
Okay, so...
Vigorous masturbation is the best way to warm up. That's all I'm saying.
Is that really all you're saying?
Well, no, rather sadly, there actually are some quite scary things about how you warm up and so on and so forth, but I don't think masturbation was part of it. Oh, it probably was. Right, actually, it probably was, bearing in mind who was the guy who was running the experiments.
Was it Freud?
No, Mendeleev. Not Mengele.
Mengele?
My brain's gone completely dead. Not Mendeleev. Mendeleev was the guy with the peas.
No, that
the
was
masturbating peas thesis.
That was Mendel. Mendeleev was an atomic physicist.
Okay. You mean Dr. Mengele?
Mengele.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. The nasty man.
The Nazi.
Yeah. A very, very, very nasty man who we still use his stuff today because the stuff that he did was so horrific that...
Well, the problem is even a twat of a scientist can produce...
You can't get the updated protocols past the ethics committee even if you swear you're only going to use Cornish people, and then it wouldn't be a representative sample anyway.
Mm-hmm. Although... I remember there was quite a lot of work done on deliberately replicating, not replicating, but like doing work actively replace things so that people can cite non-awful sources for information.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the stuff that he did for sort of recovering from, near frostbite, hypo and stuff is...
That'd be worse to, I don't know, to me that would be worse. To not use it, and then all that suffering was for nothing.
That's what they eventually decided.
Mm.
But they had a lot. It took a lot of. It's really interesting, actually, if you look just post-war about. Well, we've got all of this. What do we do with it?
Mm.
Should we, you know? Because I mean, one of the options was we'll just burn it.
Yeah,
happen to a fair bit because. Oh boy, they were not good experimenters.
Oh, I mean,
well, exactly. That's the problem. We're so
that was the thing. But you take out all the bias stuff, and there's still quite a lot of. I mean, purely and simply because, and again, rather
no one else would do anything like that.
A rather scary, but all but there's that, but also the amount that they did.
Yes,
it was horrible. Was it horrible,
theory way
horrible, the horrible man. Mm. May he burn in. Hell for eternity.
I'm not going to argue. Yeah.
I think there's probably not many pro-Mengele people in this gaming group.
I'm going to say 0. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Yeah. To a good first approximation.
Joke is obvious. I'm not even going to make it. Right. So, Phoenix, you're starting to get back some of the reaction control.
Mm-hmm.
Well, particularly since you don't have this outgassing causing the tumbling to get worse anymore.
That's helped a lot. Thanks, Dr. Radish.
So if you want to give me a pilot...
You're welcome.
That is... 10.
So, yeah, that will get it done. So, yeah, finally you can start getting the ship stabilised.
And, of course, as soon as you get the ship stabilised, you can then use the jump jet, the stutter warp.
Well, yes. It still was a happy stutter warp, but yeah, you can use it at a higher rate.
But you know that you're...
You don't have to fire each jump individually.
Yes, you're warping away from the planet and the computer knows that, as opposed to you having to go, now! Now!
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's less of a twitch reflex game.
Yeah.
Sorry, you are one pixel out. You have all died in a fiery explosion.
And or of dysentery.
Oh, you played Oregon Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a great zombie version of that called Organ Trail.
I presume you have to have died of dysentery beforehand, though.
You get previous dysentery victims.
So you're getting your zombies to the promised land, otherwise known as the transplant bank.
Ah, I see.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Carry on.
So... things are more or less returning to normal.
Okay. I'm not going to jinx it. I think we are an improving situation.
Oh, I better get back to the lab and make sure my amoeba is contained.
If someone could try and rouse some of the others, that would help a lot.
They should be coming online. Sorry, I'm more of a roboticist than a medic, but they should be coming online soon. We've stabilised their condition, so
we've stabilised them, and also we've given them we've increased their oxygen flow. So
we did pump them full of jolly jelly, though, so they might be a bit out of it.
No, we didn't.
I might have done that.
I went around switching it all off again afterwards. All we
I am much basically... more of a chemist than a medic.
If I've bought myself a little bit of time, I'd like to actually have a look at the others in the bridge, see if I can do anything for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you want to give me a medic then?
Sure. That's a 9.
Yep, that'll do. And you can start waking people up. The problem with the door, the galleon recreation area, which is just after the bridge, does appear to have a hole in the hull as well.
What the hell hit us?
And
why didn't we pick it up?
Well, I think we just...
There is one person in there, but apparently they managed to climb into the auto-med.
I think we just cocked up the entry.
No. Don't.
Not with holes like this, we didn't.
I'll run back through all the data afterwards. And
I'm no engineer.
Whatever we've recorded, but...
were we shot at?
Well, what the post-disaster analysis is showing you is you had a solar flare at just the wrong moment. That hit the bit of atmosphere you were about to enter and generated, in effect, an EMP.
Okay.
Ah, right, okay.
And that was basically very close in...
thinking, oh shit, we were attacked.
It was very close inboard, but then basically... the port side of the ship hit more or less directly broadside on, and that has sprung a whole bunch of seams, and that's caused the fuel leaks and so on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we didn't actually physically hit anything.
Hit their limits and gave.
But wouldn't our computer... There's no way our computers... I guess I'm trying to rule out sabotage. There's no way anyone could have predicted that and faffed our computer systems around to balls that up. It's just we are no strangers to sabotage on this
one. Yeah, well, once we get back to the flotilla, I think maybe a proper debrief.
Yeah.
I mean, that, certainly there are things to be learned in terms of best practice, but
yeah.
Well,
okay, I mean, but probably not malicious.
Yeah, we definitely, if we're going outside again with the ship, we definitely need one of the big ships closer. Just to be on, you know, just to, so that in the event there's any problems, we've actually got something to actually, recover to in the event of,
So, and, I mean, we could have completely sprung atmosphere if we'd been unlucky.
We came really close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were lucky not to instantly split apart, I suppose. Okay, well,
well engineered.
Well done, Felix. Dr. Radish, that was definitely going above and beyond. I salute you, sir.
I will, when I next see him, I will shake his hand.
Dr. Radish has died of a heart attack at this point.
Very, very courageous, Dr. Radish.
Yeah, no.
I know. You know, we've all had a bit of training for that sort of thing, but it's still heck of a thing to ask of a man.
I want a perspex block with cometh the hour, cometh the radish, and I want it on everyone's desk on the end deck.
Well, you had me in the first half. Not going to lie.
Well, you could print one.
Yeah, I was going to say we can get a 6 foot high one printed and put it in front of his door.
No, you did brilliantly, sir. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. We all helped. We all pitched in.
Extra rations of space grog for the doctor.
I'll drink to that.
And just to reference that entire thing was the same length of text in the page as the previous one.
Yeah, but one of them we had to react to events, and the other we had to investigate. What should we do next week then? What do people fancy?
Do you want a break, Roger?
I'm happy to. It's up to happy to feel.
I'm here next week, which is the 29th. I will not be here the following week.
You've played one of my Victorian Cthulhu scenarios before. Missing a week will be a drop in the ocean, I assure you.
Yeah. I have got amazing adventures, but I'm not in a rush to spin it up desperately. So
fair enough.
If you'd rather take the fortune.
I mean, I've got Cthulhu I can throw at you.
So. Yeah. I mean, obviously with me, fudge is by definition easy.
Yeah,
I could happily carry on with the you're now down on the ground or down on the water going towards the island.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was fun. I do like a bit of fudge on the fly. So
yeah,
we decide now, or do we want to decide?
We can sort it during the week, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I might not
rush into reading Amazing Adventures, given that I have the kid, a full house at the minute.
So and other stuff to worry about.
I'll leave it for whatever happens. I'll go for Amazing Adventures after whatever we do next.
Yeah. I can always do that. Like I said, let me just double really, really quickly. Just check when. No, I don't want that. I want that. Where the hell are we? Okay, so I think I might be here for the next 2 weekends. Sorry, not to 2 weekends. 2 weeks on a Tuesday. I'm definitely not here on the following one, but I should then possibly be.
Okay, well, we can sort it out anyway.
Yeah, let's worry about it later. But we're leaning towards Shim/Mark, so.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, me ducks.
And see you next week.
I'll get back to Dedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roger. On board, which is an unusual experience.
Like I say, Roger, I mean, I've basically got the first hour and a quarter, so I can send you that, but I'm not even bothered for the rest of it.
Yeah, well, whatever you've got is welcome.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay.
Sir, I've got a full 2 hours recorded. So.
Okay.
In a prospect's
See you next time.
Bye. Cheers. Bye, everyone.
Each other.